So, again, as we had talked about earlier in the show, Clinton County Commissioner sent a press release to the news department here at Casper Media yesterday about dismissing the file dismissal against Rich and Ashley Kelly, the commissioners and county council. And again, a press release, which is one side of the story. And as we always try to do on Wylo's Party Line and here at Casper Media, we want both sides of the story. And we'll get an opportunity for that right now as Clinton County Sheriff Rich Kelly's on the phone. Good morning, Rich. Hello?
Hey, good morning. Sorry about that, Kevin.
Hey, no, that's no problem.
Hey, I didn't get sent that release, but I kind of perused through it. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, I had taken a look at it this morning, and I could tell pretty quick after writing it. Of course, Ken and I talking here outside the newsroom, it was basically a press release sent to us by Jordan Brewer last night, one of our county commissioners. And at first, it looks like this might be something that would maybe put this to bed and let things blow over and bygones be bygones. But as you read a little further down here, particularly at the end, they said they filed their motion to dismiss the stop the unnecessary litigation. However, that you, the sheriff, will continue your litigation. And then they go ahead and go on to talk about lucrative payments from the commissary fund. So it doesn't look like the commissioners are ready to put this to bed. Is that what you read on that?
Oh, it's absolutely. They're not putting anything to bed. We have to look at the course of how all of this started, which is pretty interesting in itself. You know, from the prosecutor's involvement to the commissioner's councilman, you know, signing on to midway after the fact, you know, and then, you know, you have to look at the litigation, look at the court's decision so far, look at the authority and what authority commissioners actually have over the fund, which is none. You know, so it's kind of, you know, I get it. They, you know, they started this out and they were hammered down and they got pretty deep into the litigation. Now they're looking at the money issue on the side of what the county has to pay, and not to mention, you know, privileges that were taken away from inmates who deserved the privileges, and, you know, and you've stepped into a realm that you had no authority to. And that court case through Park County pretty much clearly says they didn't have the authority, they overstepped their bounds. Clearly, I'm a constitutional office, and I'm going to stand by what the Constitution says has the authority for the sheriff's office. And I will not compromise that authority or that position, and that what the community has elected me to do, and that's to be the sheriff. And on the things that they have in court that they have dismissed or requested to dismiss, remember who started this. It wasn't Rich Kelly that filed the suit against Clinton County. It was absolutely the county picking this fight. Now I have to stand for the office that I was elected to represent. And as far as the campaign that they're creating now, it's for the person or the people that want to continue to smear my name, drag me down as far as that, and I get it. I'm an elected official. I understand that.
Sure.
But there's a several other elected officials that have acted inappropriately in the last few weeks. I haven't seen any news articles on it.
It says here,
I haven't seen any press releases from the commissioners on behalf of people making comments and rude and everything else on their commissioner pages, but... Well, that's not my job. My job is to be the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what I will do.
Yeah, there has been a lot on Facebook, good or bad. But once you put it out there, it becomes pretty official. So
yeah, absolutely. And that's like anything. I don't want to divert from what we're talking about here. And that's like anything. Commissary. And we talk about the protection of the taxpayers. The protection of the taxpayers wasn't involved when they got rid of a hospital and created a $1 million hole that they expect the sheriff's office to fill. And that's directly through their interlocal agreement that they want $500,000 to fill that hole. Well, without an interlocal agreement, I've already absorbed over $800,000 for the 2022 budget that relieves the taxpayers, not by commissioner, because they have nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, let your elected officials and their position do their job. instead of other people stepping in to make them do what they want them to do. That's just like from the fourth floor on down. You'll hear it every time. You'll hear it every time if you're listening, if you're listening in these meetings. That's just like commissary fund. Is it a taxpayer fund? No, it is not. But I wouldn't expect that, because when I was explained what my position was by a commissioner in a public meeting, he had it completely backwards. Completely backwards. They're in charge of maintaining the building, not in running it. That's the sheriff's operation.
Mm-hmm. It always has been.
So when that happened, we have a change here in the community. We have change in this facility. We have to respond to what these commissioners have filed, where they have stepped where they don't belong. The obligation of the commissioners, maintain and build facility. Their direct supervision, their administrative assistant, the personnel at the courthouse, and that's one person, maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things where we have to think, what's happening in the next few months? Well, in May, we have a, what is it? We absolutely have a primary
mm-hmm.
for the next 4 years. This has been directed by one person only. One person that, you know, requests documents through other people's sources. So I would ask every elected official in this community to do their job and their job. And if they're so concerned about what the sheriff's office is doing or what the commissioners are doing, what the council is doing, then guess what? Step up there and run for commission, council, or sheriff if you're not happy in the position that you're in. As far as the compensation to my family, let's talk about that for just a second. I received a text message after a few posts on a public elected official's website that said they would never attack my family. And you know, we're responsible for our family. We have to answer for our family. So, you know, it is what it is. This is absolutely about politics. It's absolutely about, yes, Rich Kelly says no, and I will continue to say no. I will continue to say that the sheriff's office will run by the sheriff, not by county commissioners. The oversight is on certain items, on different things, and it's just like the commissary fund. It's not a taxpayer fund. It's created from within. It's created from within.
Well, Rich, I appreciate you giving us a call this morning and always being available for Ken and myself as you've had to deal with this for the last couple of years now. I know it's certainly not over, but we certainly appreciate your phone call this morning and your side to this story, because there's always two sides to every story.
Absolutely. You know, and just on a parting note here, I just want you to understand that, you know, the compensation program was developed by one of our sitting councilmen, Mike Hensley. He developed the compensation program that we followed into our first year from 2019, the same compensation program. And I've said before that we put effort, we put actual effort into the commissary program, and things have changed. We actually brought this facility into this century.
Mm-hmm.
We've expanded menu. We provide different things for the inmates at their request. And it is a lot of work, and it's one of the things that, you know, anybody that is a manager of that program or the sheriff has the ability to bring these programs in, and that's exactly what we've done. So rather than sit back and keep the status quo and the comments from Jordan Brewer about, you know, everything was fine under a different administration, yeah, absolutely everything was fine in their eyes, because they were receiving money they were never obligated to receive or never had, they should never have received. Because they were taking it from the inmate work, from the work release fund to several other things, copays by the for medical that the inmates were making, all of those things.
Mm.
Did I file suit? No, I didn't file suit. I corrected it through having conversation. But this all started because they didn't want to have conversations. They wanted to put the sheriff in his place. I've had commissioners walk into my office and tell me, "Rich, you better learn to play ball, or you're not going to get what the things that you need." Understood.
Mm.
Two meetings ago, we listened to Jordan Brewer tell me until I signed what they wanted, they would not allow hiring any more merit deputies out there to work the road. To hinder our community safety, to hinder our community's progress, this facility's progress, in a public meeting, until I sign this, I will not be able to move forward.
Well, Rich,
we've heard defunding police all over this country.
Right.
This is absolutely what's happening. We have purchased everything that this, in the $800,000+ that we agreed for 2022, has been paid for out of the federal inmate fund. 9 new vehicles, new vests, AEDs, cameras for the cars, cameras for our body cameras. I mean, this is a person that doesn't cooperate. I would say that, you know, I do have our community in mind, because what that has done is taken the burden off the taxpayers to a certain extent on the local taxes to continue with that. When they asked me to sign this interlocal agreement months ago, I looked at it and asked for a reason. They put the reason in there. It's because there's a bad land deal with the hospital, and that we were going to help fill that hole. Absolutely, 100%. We'll help out. I asked them not to raise income tax for the next 6 years. Oh, we can't do that. We can't make that promise. So the only people that are trying to do the things that they're doing to hurt this community, it's not me.
It's always the right time to do the right thing, regardless.
Absolutely. You know, and that's like, without an interlocal agreement, we absorbed $800,000+. Yes, it's equipment that's needed by the sheriff's office, but it's something... you want to tell the community we're not going to put body cameras and car cameras in our vehicles? Well over $200,000 absorbed by the sheriff's office, not by county taxpayers, through local county tax, county general, however you want to look at it.
Well, so we know that.
Those things that, you know, and that's like the body scanner. And, you know, I think Josh Hewitt's released something about how they purchased this, or how they allowed it, a new camera system in this facility. That camera system should have been replaced 8 years ago. It shouldn't have waited until I came into office. It should not have waited until I came into office. And that's like the body scanner up here. Hey, how's that x-ray machine up there? Well, come up and take a look at it. One commissioner has been in here on pretty much a regular basis, and that's Mark Timmons. The other two commissioners, they'll come in to have a meeting down in dispatch, but they won't come in here and take a look at the things that they need to replace. We still have over 26 windows that need replaced inside the facility. We purchase all of the kitchen equipment through commissary. Through commissary. So these are the funds and what the funds are being directed for. The compensation process was set in place by Mike Hensley, carried through by Mark Mitchell, carried through by Jeff Ward, and you know what? We put effort into what we do. I will guarantee you that. The programs, the what's brought to the inmates and what they're available to do, those things. And they talk about population that were, you know, well, they brought more people in. No, we didn't. We're actually less than what we were when we started in 2019. I think our population was 193 people in 2019, January 1. And then on January 1, I had to ride an ambulance in uniform to the hospital to guard a prisoner because we didn't have enough staff on duty. So you talk about change, and you talk about things that the community needs, and you talk about the needs of this community. They're telling me, and they told the community in a public meeting, that we don't need any more police right now. And until you agree with what we want to do, we're not going to allow you to hire them. They didn't allow us to purchase vehicles for almost 2 months. Numbers didn't change. They just delayed it. Everything we've done, they delay. And that's just like the ordinances that they put in place. One ordinance has been, it's nullified by a court decision. The ordinance that they put on commissary as their oversight. Commissioners don't have oversight. Read state statute. The fiscal body, which is county council. County council needs to do their job. We're going to allow them to do their job. We've allowed them to do their job. Make a public records request for the other three sheriffs in regards to their biannual report. You'll never find it, because it was never done. We do things right, and that's what I guarantee the public. As far as compensation and my family, we do our job. We do our due diligence. The matron, my wife, puts everything she has into this facility and everything that she can do for our people. new maintenance vehicles, a forklift that should have been bought 20 years ago versus 2 years ago. It's our responsibility for our inmates, our employees, whether they're corrections officers, civilian, or our maintenance. It's our responsibility, and we provide for them, from body armor to vehicles to everything and each of these programs that are put in place. So it's a shame to listen to this. And I think I'll use the word window dressing. This is window dressing. Absolutely, 100%, without a doubt, a politically motivated window dressing. And we will continue the litigation because, guess what? It's my obligation to the position of sheriff. It's my obligation to the community to be able to provide, to be able to do the things that we need done. As far as compensation, we shouldn't even really be talking about any of that for the fact that we are in mediation, and it's a violation of mediation to do some of the things that the county commissioners have released. But then again, they're the county commissioners. They'll say and do what they want to do. So I'm going to stand by what our community needs, what our sheriff's office needs, and we're going to continue the programs that have been set in place for over the last 20 years.
Sheriff Rich Kelly, thank you so much for calling this morning. We appreciate you being available.
Hey, you're welcome. And just like anything, you call if you need something. I'm always available.
Okay, thank you for your time
this
morning.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Clinton County Sheriff Rich Kelly calling up to give us his side of the story in response to the press release issued to Casper Media last night from the Clinton County Commissioners on their filing a dismissal against Rich and Ashley Kelly.